The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Welcome to Real Pod. It's your host, Victoria Garrick Brown, and this is the podcast where we hold nothing back.
Oh, so we're getting deep, huh?
I really cried for 12 days straight.
Why do I want to be perfect? There's nothing in my life that is perfect.
Every week, I'll bring you honest, unfiltered, and eye-opening conversations to help uncover the real in all of us.
I crave the type of content that you're talking about.
I actually felt insecure.
Oh my God, am I going to cry?
Let me just unload everything.
New episodes every Wednesday. Leave those filters at the door because it's time to get real. Welcome back to Real Pod. If you clicked on this episode, the chances are you are not yet sick of me and my palette obsession. I know it's kind of gotten out of hand. I genuinely will not shut the fuck up about it. It's crazy. I'm so into it. It's trending everywhere right now on TikTok. Ever since I got my palette done, I've just been like really, really into color analysis. And it's fun, okay? And like, this is so me to get obsessed with something like this. And I'm just fascinated. And so if you're thinking, what the heck is color analysis? I'm going to tell you. Before I do, I just want to say, there was this weird Apple update that happened recently, and it kind of messed with some of the subscriptions and probably some of your favorite pods. So if you're not subscribed or following Real Pod on the platform app you listen to the show on, make sure you do that right now. I will patiently wait for you. Just click that subscribe button or click that follow button. I want to make sure you never miss an ep. We can deliver them directly to you via the automatic download every Wednesday. So make sure you are following or subscribed to RealPod. Good job. Love it, love it, love it. Anyways, to color analysis. Basically, and I'm of course reading this from Wikipedia as we speak, color analysis, also known as seasonal color analysis or skin tone matching, is a belief within the fashion and cosmetic industry to describe a method of determining the color of clothing, makeup, hairstyle that supposedly harmonizes with a person's skin complexion, eye color, and hair color for use in wardrobe planning and style consulting that claims to be favorable. So in beginner's terms, it's basically the idea that every single human has their own sort of palette that has to do with your skin, your eyes, your undertone, which is like a thin layer of tissue underneath your skin. And similar to the way that we would look at like the color blue on a piece of paper and say that looks really good with teal and it looks really good with green. And like, you know, there's things that just look right together. This is basically saying every human has that as well. And so if you really want to look good in the clothes you wear and the colors that you wear, then you should get your color analysis done. I had never heard of it. It had not even crossed my algorithm ever until one weekend I was at a retreat with Buick, love them, and they were doing like a color analysis workshop. And they had our guest today, Julia Dobkin, there to teach us about color analysis and then actually assess us and give us our palettes. It was the first time I was ever introduced to this, and I'm so glad to be reunited with Julia, to have her on the podcast today to just talk more about this and give us the real tea on what it means to get your palette done, how to incorporate your palette into your life, and color theory as it relates to personal confidence and personal style. Julia has been a color analysis expert for over a decade. She has worked with hundreds of thousands of clients, including celebrity A-list clients that I cannot say yet, but if you follow her Instagram, you'll see very soon. And you might have even seen her on the Today Show doing a color analysis assessment with Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb, which is just unreal. I'm so glad to have her on the pod today. This was a really fun conversation. So I hope you're feeling colorful and bright, and excited to talk about palettes. Stay tuned for the entire episode because at the very end, we're giving you a discount code that you can use if you are interested in having Julia herself give you your colors. So make sure you listen all the way to the end so you can hear that special discount code that is exclusive for Real Pod listeners. We're not sharing it anywhere else. So if you're interested, use the code. I honestly get nothing from the code. It's literally just for you. All right, without further ado, please help me welcome Julia Dopkin. Julia, welcome to Real Pod. I'm so happy to be reunited.
I'm super happy to be here and I'm super happy to see you. And I'm extremely happy to see you rocking your palette.
I know. I'm in my true summer. I was just thinking, like, I need some basics. Instead of throwing on a white or a black shirt, why not throw in a shirt in my palette?
Totally. Love it.
I have become like obsessed with this. How often do you do this with someone and then they're like me, where they like don't ever leave you alone or like shut up about it?
You know, the first reaction in a lot of cases is pretty much shock. It's like, really? This is the colors? Well, because we have this very much preconditioned towards the colors. Green should look like this or blue should look like this. And when somebody is telling you, you know what? This is the proper shade of blue for you. So first is the shock. Then people start trying it out and then they get obsessed because, as I said, once you see it, you cannot unsee it. The harmony is there. Your face is changing. Your entire style is kind of starts shifting towards something very elegant and beautiful. And you love it. And you just literally go and go and go in it.
I was trying to explain this to my mom yesterday because I was telling her about this. And my whole family, like, they're all, like, joking with me about my palette.
Let them do it first.
I'm so obsessed.
Yeah.
My mom does not like color. She just very neutral, always been that way. Like, and I've been the opposite. I had a pink fuchsia room. I love color. Like, it's always fun. I've gravitated towards it. So I was trying to explain to her, I'm like, the same way when, because she loves decorating. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you decorate a living room and you pull in the camel and it matches this. I'm like, human beings have a color and then we need to match and create a beautiful living room. But it's us.
You know what? I love that you brought this to the table about like the comparison style versus interior design, because it's so true. Pretend you build a house. You're not going to start building the house from the roof. Right? You're going to start building the house from the, you know, a solid foundation, then the walls, then the roof, then the interior design. And what's happening with the style, because we never have an education on it, right? When we go to school, we learn about math, English, you know, science, but nothing about ourselves. So with the style, it's pretty much the same as you building a house. You need a solid foundation. And not a lot of people take in consideration that your foundation is actually colors. It's not the fit, it's not your body shape, it's the colors. When colors don't align or when colors don't suit you, you feel very insecure, you feel off, and then you start feeling uncomfortable. And when you're uncomfortable, you're not confident. And when you're not confident, well, you know what's happening, right? Like you start losing it. So colors are the foundation, and always, always start your style creation foundationally from the colors.
Okay. I'm so glad you just talked about that because I want to get into it all. I've been looking up the color wheel. You saw how bad I was. You're like, this is a warm blue and this is a cool. I'm like, what are you talking about? Warm, cool? It's blue, you know?
So blue is blue.
Yeah. So I'm excited to talk about that. Before that, though, I feel like I didn't even get to know you, like where you're from. You have a daughter. Can you just tell us a little bit more about you, Julia?
Absolutely. I'm from Canada. I live in Toronto. I have two beautiful kids. My daughter is 16. My son is 8. I've been married for 22 years. And I was always pretty well with style. I was working in IT for many years. Like I had a very successful career. And I was always the one who helped my coworkers get a new dress for an event or get an upgraded suit for an interview. So I was always very good. But what I was always missing is something. And like I could see at the person and like scan their style and say, you know what? Something is not working and I don't know what it is. And then it so happened that I started having this phase of probably losing myself a little bit. Like I was trying to figure out my style, although I always kind of had it stable, but then something shifted. And I started going into a blonde shade of my hair. They say blonde shade of my hair.
Yeah, like you were dyeing it blonde.
Yeah, I was dyeing my
hair. You were bleaching it. My mom always gets mad at me when I say I'm dyeing my hair. She's like, you're bleaching your hair.
Right. So I went blonde. And it took me a couple of years to transition there. So I started slow with some low lights. Then I added and I added. And then I had this perfect image of this platinum blonde, something like you have right now, that I should rock it. And I would come to a hairstylist and ask them to do this for me. And they'll do it. And I'll come out and I'm like, I hate it. And I would blame the hairstylist because, oh, he didn't do the good job. He didn't pick the right tone, blah, 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 blah. But I never in my life thought that it's actually not them. It's me. Blonde is not my shade. You know, it's not the color of the hair I should wear. So something happened and the universe sent me a person who told me, you know what, go do color analysis. And I said, what is it? And they say, you know, it's something that, you know, they help choosing your colors. And then they also can recommend to the best hair color, the best makeup color. And I was like, okay.
What year was this?
I think it was around 2011.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did it. And I came out totally shocked, but I came out super happy because my palette was very deep. And this is the colors I used to wear. And once I was going into the blonde phase, I was buying clothes in like bright pinks because I felt so pale with my hair that I grabbed extra colors, extra bright makeup, extra bright clothes just to bring myself out somehow, right? I could not connect that it's the hair that's kind of ruining my look. So yes, I called my hairstylist right there from the car. I said, listen, we're making an appointment like today. It's like, okay, tomorrow. So I went back to my brunette hair and I started feeling myself. I started feeling more confident. I kind of reunited with myself. And that was really liberating. So learning my colors literally shifted this whole perspective of style in my mind. And I just went and I get an education on image consulting and colors was a huge part of it. And our educator, she always said, guys, style starts with colors. And once I experienced this whole thing, I realized that, oh my God, this is so true, but no one is talking about it.
Yeah.
But it actually was a sort of a forgotten layer of styling. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Wear what you want, style any color, everything suits you. You want to go blonde, go blonde. You want to go, I don't know, blue, go blue, right? So anything. But actually, no. We are born with certain identity, personal coloring, and we should embrace it.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about today's sponsor. And I don't know about you, but as it gets hotter and we're getting into spring and then summer, one of my go-to beverages when I'm feeling like I would like to have a drink is a hard seltzer, specifically Truly. It's so good on a weekend, even the week. Okay, who are we kidding? And the best thing about Truly is that their flavors are so delicious and Truly is seriously shaking things up with their new party pack. Truly hard seltzers are delicious and Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. Love that. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mixed packs, berry and new party pack. The new party pack is really fun because there's a flavor for everyone. So if I'm having the girls over or a get together, I'm honestly planning a housewarming party and the new party pack is perfect. With 4 fan favorite flavors, including the brand new raspberry, it has a little something for everyone. And each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. And please drink responsibly and only drink when you are feeling like having a drink. Okay, have you heard about Quince? Because I had not. And then the second I looked at their website for the first time, I was like, you have to be kidding me right now. Because Quince is how you can upgrade your wardrobe to luxury essentials, but at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items, but they're priced within reach. So you can get like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. I'm talking that cute cashmere cardigan that you've seen everyone wearing with the buttons, but it's only $50. They have washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to the customer. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury by going to quince.com/realpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/realpod, quince.com/realpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/realpod. They have so many different things to choose from. I know you're going to find something that you love. Check it out at quince.com/realpod.
So is this like a science? When you talk about undertone and overtone and we talk about the seasons of color analysis, who came up with this? Like, is there a book? Is there, there's the science of color. Everyone knows like red or the rainbow and how colors work. And if you mix red and white, you get pink. You know, there's all the mixtures and the opposites.
Color theory.
So can you tell us a little bit more about color theory?
So in 1950, Susan McGill introduced Color Me Beautiful book, where she started describing the color theory and how to match colors. And with time, this process evolved. A lot of people were adding to it. I believe right now we have several systems. One is four seasons, very basic and foundational. Then we have 10 seasons, and then we have 12 seasons, and then we have 16 seasons, the one I use. The idea of undertone, I think before people only believed in two undertones, cool and warm. And then because we were bringing more and more seasons that are more neutral, neutral undertone also came up. But it's pretty much a thin layer of tissue in between your skin and your muscle, and it gives the tone to the skin.
And you assessed me as cool.
Yes.
Correct. And I actually had a friend that said, if you look at your veins and they're blue, you're cool. Is that true or no?
Not really. Well, it's not a very correct statement. The reason for this, veins are clear. And the only thing what you're going to see there is the color of your blood. And it can change. So if you're going to check veins here or veins on your leg, they might vary in color.
Right. And I was shocked when you told me that I was cool, because I guess I had thought, well, I'm blonde and I have hazel eyes and I'm really tan. You know, that I associate with warmth and with being gold and, like, you know, all those things. So for you to tell me I was cool, I was so in denial.
It was shocking. Yes, you were in denial. I remember that. She's like, I'm a golden girl.
I know, I said that. I said, I'm a golden girl. Look at me wearing all silver today.
Silver and beautiful muted colors. Because blonde can also be cool or warm.
Right. So are you someone who you think was like, born with a special, of course you have done the educational work, but with a special eye to see these things? Because, you know, I've only been introduced to this for a few months since I first met you, but my eye is getting a little bit better with it, but it's still really hard for me to tell what's a warm color and what's a cool color.
No, I was not born with this. And because I was in IT, I was so far away from colors. I never like new colors. I start learning colors when I actually start learning color analysis. And at that time, I think I did around 200 hours mixing colors. So I literally
paint.
Yes, I literally bought paint supplies and I had to mix every color from each palette by myself. So my eye will train how the color is born, which colors are being mixed together to make the specific tone and shade.
Wait, literally, Julia, last night I was on my phone watching YouTube videos of people mixing paint because I was like, that will help me understand.
Absolutely.
I didn't even realize that a gray is not even in the True Summer palette. It's a
it's gray created by using a few other colors.
Absolutely, yeah.
I didn't even realize that. So it's like I have more of a bluey gray than a true gray.
I would say you have more of a like steel gray, yes.
Right, like a graphite.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's break this down. Mm-hmm. You said the four seasons. So we have summer, spring, autumn, and winter.
Correct.
Why do they say autumn and not fall?
Autumn because it is a British originated system. So fall is autumn.
And then let's say we choose summer because I'm a true summer.
Yeah.
So let's talk about true. So I've heard that there's a cool summer, a true summer. My friend got assessed as a soft summer.
Muted summer as well.
Is that the same as muted summer?
I believe so. In 12 system, 12 season system.
So, but then this gets me a little like, what's the slight difference between my friend who's a soft summer and then me who's a true summer?
The difference are in tones and shades. So historically, right, if we're going to go back to the very first when they created the seasons, we only had four seasons, the true seasons. And then people start noticing that actually the true season might not fit this particular person. It kind of feels that she's his summer, but something is off. So this is where we start introducing more neutral colors, right? Because true summer is only cool. True winter is cool. Autumn is warm. Spring is warm. So there was several palettes. Right now, I think there's 12 and 16 season color analysis, 12 palettes that are neutral. And the difference is between the muted summer and your true summer is basically the temperature. Yours is completely cool. The muted summer is neutral. So the colors are a little bit darker and they're not cool. They are in between the warm and the cool. So if you imagine the spectrum of colors, right? So we have cool, have warm. And then what is neutral colors? Neutral color is the color, it's a pure hue of the color.
Diving into that a little more granular. So the cool is blue based, right? And the warm is like a yellow base?
In a high level, yes.
Right, like for beginners.
Yes.
And then the neutral is
a pure hue of the color.
Okay.
So imagine red. The red in a warm spectrum will appear more of a like orangey red. In a cool spectrum, more of a blue red. Neutral red is going to be straight in the middle. It's not yellow. It's not blue. Straight in the middle.
Mm. And then when you were doing the palette with me, when you're doing color analysis, there's that initial find of like, are you cool or warm?
Undertone.
And then from there, you get a bit more specific on like, okay, what specific season and variation of season are you? So would you say that like, I could wear a cool color, even though it's not really in the true summer palette. Like when I wore my green satin and you were like, well, that works. Is that just because it's a cool green?
Well, we are not very particular. I'm not very particular about this. I suggest for yourself because, okay, let's take your palette and just divide it into the color dimension. Your palette is cool. Your colors are muted. And your colors are light to medium dark. So you should not go into super dark colors. And you should not go into very pale colors.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the spectrum of the colors is huge. So here's the thing. Palettes are way larger of these examples that you can find on the internet. Or I even give it to my clients. There is a huge spectrum of colors. So if you're going to see two grays on the palette, imagine how many grays are in between.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only, you're not getting with the palette, you're not getting only two grays, you're getting like 250 grays. But what you need to do is to understand your color palette dimension. Once you kind of master this, then it's easy. Because you know that, okay, this is a cool blue. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit brighter that I should go for, but I see the harmony. It works for me. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm never there for like perfectionism. I'm there for you to start shining and looking your best. And if you found a teal, you had it set, right?
Yeah.
So it was beautiful. It was cool. It was not very dark and it was not very bright. So it kind of fit into your palette. So totally enjoy it.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, and it's funny because some people, me, are very, I'm a really like black and white person to make a color joke. And so I want to know like, okay, you told me my lane, like, how can I stay in my lane and execute? But, you know, as you've shared with me, you don't have to get your colors done and then go throw out everything you own. It's just being aware of how you make your outfits. And as you shop and you get new pieces, or you want to wear something super colorful for your birthday or for Easter, now you have a confidence that this is a color you'll choose. And when you go home and the lighting is different, you're still going to love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I find it very important to remember that with color analysis, you are getting new colors. Well, for some people, it's colors that they already love. For some people, it's a new set of colors. But it doesn't mean that you come home and get rid of everything. It just means that from now on, try implementing these colors into your wardrobe.
So let's talk about the wardrobe. Mm-hmm. You post a lot about not following the trends, but really developing personal style. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I'm super interested in. And that's important to me now because I just noticed when I was trying to find my style, I was really following trends. And there were a few times I'd be wearing an outfit and I'd be at the mall or I'd be out and I'd see five girls wearing the same thing as me up to the claw clip in the hair, you know?
Yeah.
And that's fine if that makes someone happy. To me, I wanted to be a bit more like, how would I dress if I didn't have the influence of like the celebrities and what's trending on TikTok? And I don't really know. And I do think the colors is a first step into me feeling like I at least have like boundaries in what I'm going to explore.
Yeah.
But how do you think color analysis helps people find personal style?
I think when you start wearing your colors, you already not going to look like everyone else. Because you are not going to consume every single item that comes out as a trend or as fashion trend, right? You are going to be very targeted and very specific. What are you buying? Also, trends are designed for you to consume and consume more, right? So that's why the social influence right now is so big. Oh my God, look at this bag. Everyone has to have it. But what I'm saying, something is off. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion, trends are beautiful. Enjoy them. Try to get the same thing in your colors.
Yeah.
Don't go for color trends, right? So we can do the fashion. We can do the style. We can get inspirations, but not the colors.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about one of my favorite sponsors, which is Vionic. Your girl has some flat feet. Arches don't know them. I cannot wear a shoe that does not have arch support for more than like a few hours. And if I do that, I just feel my ankles hurting, my feet cramping. It's not a good thing. So when I first heard about Vionic, I was obsessed because not only does Vionic have really cute shoes from loafers to heels to sandals to sneakers to flats, but all of Vionic's shoes are made with their exclusive VioMotion technology. That's what truly sets them apart. So Vionic began by revolutionizing medical orthotics. Anyone remember those? I remember getting fitted for those. Aubrey had those. Well, today, Vionic continues to use that science to engineer shoes that leave you feeling energized and confident all day. If you go to their website, which is www.vionicshoes.com, they have a women's vitals collection. These are crafted to perfection, classic, versatile, vital for your wardrobe, vital to your well-being shoes. And my personal favorite from the Vitals collection is the 23 Walk Classic Sneaker. I have these in white. I've had them for over a year now. They're like that classic, chunky, white sneaker that goes with everything. But I'm telling you, the arch support, 10 out of 10. Definitely check out their Vitals collection, including just all their shoes on their website. And if you do, make sure you use code REALPOD15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order. Head to www.vionicshoes.com when you log into your account, one-time use only, and use the code REALPOD15, that's REALPOD, all caps, no spaces, 15, REALPOD15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order. I love talking about periods because why is it stigmatized? Why is it shamed? Why is it quieted? So many people get periods every single month. It's totally natural and it's important to be using the best products that make you feel good. And that's why I'm thrilled that Cora is a sponsor of today's episode. Cora is a period care brand that you can feel good about using because with every purchase, Cora provides period products and body education to people who might otherwise go without it. I love how they're giving back. I love knowing that when I buy period products from Cora, or any products for that matter, Cora is giving back to someone in need. They have comfortable pads, from liners to your lighter days to extra long overnight pads when you need that coverage while you're sleeping. It's also great not to stress about leaks. Cora's pads are designed with patent smart channels for up to 8 hours of leak protection. So wear those white shorts or those white pants and feel confident. Their pads are also pretty light and airy, yet super absorbent. I don't know how they make that possible, but Cora did it. I feel good when using Cora, and I know you will too. Pick up Cora pads and tampons at your local Target or CVS, love a CVS, or order online and have them delivered directly to your door. Right now, you can get 20% off all Cora products at cora.life/realpod and use my promo code realpod. This is just for realpod listeners. This is a great deal. It's 20% off. So do it today. Go to cora.life/realpod. That's cora.life/realpod with promo code realpod to get 20% off. Enjoy. Something else I think is important that I want to hear your thoughts on mm-hmm. is the amount of misinformation happening right now about color analysis. I saw this video of someone saying she got her colors using ChatGPT. She did the Pantone on her skin. And then like, you know, and then there's other people who I've seen their pages and they're color analysis experts, but I look at the colors they've done and I don't like love some of the before and afters of their clients, you know? So what are your thoughts on that? And like, how can someone out there who wants to get their colors done really tell if someone is an expert or not?
Great question. You're gonna kill me. I think that doing filters, doing just like matching some colors and trying to match yourself, doing yourself color analysis is not the best way to actually learn your true colors. One reason why: we are always going to stick to our biases. If you like bright pink, but it doesn't suit you, you're still going to choose the bright pink.
So true.
Because it's happy, right? So we always lean towards happy colors. And that's a very interesting point that you brought about the and color analysts. And I think right now what we need to look at, if you see a lot of happy colors on the page, most likely this particular professional is just catering to the clients to make them happy. Because we all like to look at bright, cheerful, warm colors. But can you wear them? This is a big question mark. In a lot of cases, no. Looking at something and wearing something is completely two different things. Mm. Right? So I've seen a lot of also altered and Photoshopped clients' results. So sometimes people do color analysis and then put makeup on the client and drape them. So with the makeup, yes, there's some sort of a connection. When I do my videos, I never use filters. I never use makeup on my clients. The result that you see, the change on the face, is purely coming from the reflection of the color. Mm. Experience. The color analyst should have a very good and long-term experience. It's not only something that, I just kind of thought I was reading some books about it and I think it's fun, so let's do it.
You're like, no, you better sit with the paint and mix until your hands start bleeding.
Absolutely. 200 hours of paint mixing. I do get a lot of DMs right now when people are asking me, where do I get the drapes like you have? And the very first question I ask them, do you have an education in color analysis? And the answer is usually, well, I've been reading some stuff. I'm really curious. And I said, listen, do you understand this is professional tools? Like, will you go to a dentist and ask, where did you get this? Like, no, right? Or I know, a surgeon. You're not going to do a surgery on open heart based on YouTube tutorial. You're just not going to do it. But a lot of people think that, oh my God, colors, well, who cares? Let's just play with it. And of course, if you're not serious about this, perfect. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. But if you actually coming from the perspective of building a long-term and efficient and sustainable wardrobe, then you should do it with professional.
I kind of view the perfect comparison as getting a tattoo, you know, because you can find so many tattoo artists, but there's people who will produce different work. Like they'll use a thin needle. It will look perfect.
Absolutely.
Then there's people who tattoo, but they're not great at it. And I think the permanence of that is important as well, because even when I posted with you the other day, you know, people will say, you know, they want the price to be something different. But I'm like, you realize that this is something that your whole life, it's going to affect or impact you if you want it to.
Absolutely.
Like a tattoo. Like, do you really want to go pay $20 and get it done wrong and then waste hundreds in clothes? Like, so I think if someone's really interested, I think it is worth it, because it reminds me of this thing called price per wear,
yes,
where like if you have a dress that's $200, but you do end up wearing it 200 times, it's like technically you pay $1 to rent it each time you wear
Absolutely.
It. So my whole life, the way that this will impact me, I think it's worth it. And then it's like, get it for your birthday, get it for Christmas, get it as your one big gift for the year.
Just to add to this, currently, I think every second client who comes to me already have results from somewhere else.
And you correct them.
And they cannot wear. Yes, I correct them because they cannot wear them. I literally had a client. She had two color analysis done a year ago, and both of them were wrong. And she really tried. She tried to embrace the colors. And when she came for a consultation, I'm like, wow, you're so bright. She looked, well, beautiful colors, but it has nothing to do with her. It literally overpowered her. They were so bright. Like, and then when she got her colors, she was shocked. And then she wrote a huge letter, thank you letter to me. She's like, it's so easy right now. I love it. Like, I don't have to push myself to wear my colors. I just love them.
Oh, what was she and what did you
assess her as? She was a true spring, assessed as a true spring. And she was actually a true summer.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And, you know, that's like, it's like, it does seem like, oh, purple and lavender, there's not that much of a difference, but
huge difference.
But there is.
Yeah.
I will say the one thing with my colors is like, they are muted. Yeah. And even this color I'm wearing today, I know is perfectly in my palette, but it is a little, you know, it's muted. It's,
yeah,
you know, and a muted purple, which is lavender, I love. A muted pinky maroon is a little harder for me to get my mind around.
And you don't have to wear every color
in your
from
palette.
Your palette.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to love every color from your palette. You don't have to wear every color. I always suggest start with 2, 3, 4 colors and then expand. And it usually grows on you. Like for me personally, up until recently, I didn't have anything in green in my wardrobe. I didn't like green. I was looking, I was always bypassing it like, oh, not mine. Until one day I walked into the store, I saw a green jumpsuit and the green love happened. After this, I bought so many items in green.
Yeah. I feel like that's actually the opposite of me, because I love like a sage green,
mm-hmm,
and like that's totally in my palette. So the like, I already had the Apple headphones and the muted green. So like that to me, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy that's in my palette.
So, good.
So I'm kind of starting there and like expanding as I go.
Yes. And you can always say that when you love a color, you don't have to wear it, but you can have around you. Like you can buy something in this color. So it will kind of make you happy. It will satisfy your craving for this color. You just don't have to, you know, wear it.
Yeah.
So approach your style more strategically rather than, well, let's just wear everything and, you know.
Right. What have you seen with the clients you work with and how this like really impacts their confidence and self-esteem?
Huge, huge. Usually, as I already mentioned, we don't have a style education, right? And people really try hard to approach different fashion trends or different colors or different recommendations. So they come to the store, the sales person will say, oh my God, look at this bright yellow. It's going to look so good on you. So the person gets it, brings it home, and literally cannot wear it, or he/she wears it and then they don't feel comfortable in it. So once they get their colors and they start working with them and they start wearing them, they are just blossoming. They feel so good. They feel confident. They feel very united. I hear a lot of comments like, I reunited with myself.
Mm.
I love this. I rediscovered myself. I reinvented myself. So it's very much a deeper connection that we think. Sometimes we look at the colors and like, oh, it's just colors. No, it's actually something that is embedded in our DNA, because our personal palette is part of our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at yourself in the mirror, you'll be kind of resonating with the colors. Okay, this is, I can connect to this part of my body. This color, I can connect to this part of my body. the whole color dimension will be literally part of you.
Yeah. And how do you process the fact that color analysis is now trending?
I love it.
You love it.
I was the first one who brought TikToks with color analysis.
Really?
I was literally the first
one. The OG, we have her here.
That's me.
Because I had never heard of it until we did that event with Buick. I had never heard of it. People were like, we're doing a color analysis today. I was like, what even is that? And now it's like my whole For You page. And I just think so many people are now so excited about it. And for someone like you who has been in this business for over a decade, you know, what does it mean to see so much attention? I mean, you're working with celebrities, you're working with so many new clients, your videos are getting millions of views.
I'm super proud of it. And my whole goal is not for myself become famous, but for color analysis become more to have more exposure for color analysis, because I feel that it was, as I said, it was so forgotten for so many years and it was so ignored that right now people are getting into a state of personal style, connecting with themselves, getting the colors done, enjoying what they wear. It's everything for me.
And one thing I want you to say here, because you told me this like in person, was you said, I wear mixed metals. I wear some colors that aren't, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I think that's important because I am more of a silver person as assessed.
Yeah.
But I love gold. And some of my most beautiful pieces that I've been gifted over the years are yellow gold. Yeah. And I wear them because I don't think it's going to kill me.
Like, no, it's not going to kill you. Nothing is going to happen. I think this is the major scare of a lot of people when they want to do their colors, but they are afraid that, oh my God, what's going to happen if I'm going to wear that color and it's not in my palette.
Remember my heart was pounding and you were like, take a breath when you were doing mine. Yeah, that was me. I was like afraid to know.
Yeah. No, it's not like this. I feel that we need to embrace what we have. And even coming back to a wardrobe, you already invested so much money in there. I'm not going to tell you to get rid of everything, right? But if you are going to start connecting with your palette, making friends with your palette, just like buying here and there a couple of pieces, enjoy them. If you have a whole gold collection of jewelry that you already invested money in it, wear it. Nothing is going to happen, right? Enjoy it. Mix and match. Because I do have also a lot of metals that are should not have, but I have them. I invested money in them. I'm not going to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a workaround. And there's always, I feel that people don't want to be limited. And I don't want them to be limited. I want them to be free. If you get your colors done, you are actually gaining more colors. You're not being limited. If you feel that colors outside of your palette are still good for you, enjoy them. You know what I mean? You can bring a shade or two or three of other colors. Nothing is going to happen.
Right.
And for some people, it is more important to follow the guidelines and even easier because it is a system that gives you kind of strategic view on your wardrobe. You enter in the store, you see your colors, you approach, you buy them, right?
You approach.
You approach, you try them, and then you're
you
like...
court them, drop a line, yeah, see if they're interested.
Exactly.
Take them home.
Hello.
Thank you so much, Julia. I loved getting to ask you all these questions. It's so great to sit down with you again. Let's talk about action items. You've been so generous to give a discount code to RealPod listeners.
Thank you.
It's Victoria10 for 10% off virtual and digital products.
Yes,
so they could do the virtual Zoom consult with you.
I do have a workshop right now that is another package that I'm super proud of. It's a group setting. It's something like a masterclass, but it's in a group setting and it's more affordable and it's has lots of value, same value as masterclass. And it's very fun because you are actually get together with a lot of women who are having the same fun as you are with the colors and having the same trouble. So we get to kind of talk about this a little bit too. And I'm expanding a lot of details. It's great.
I love that. And will they each get their colors assessed in that too?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, how cute would it be though if you did a group session with a bunch of the RealPod listeners?
I would love to.
I know. I wonder if you see the discount code come through to try to group them.
Yes.
That would be
that will
so
be awesome.
Cute.
I'll let you know.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you.
The best, Julia. And thank you for giving me my true summer palette.
Super excited. Enjoy your colors and have fun with your colors. Colors are there to have fun.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Pod. If this hit home or helped you in some way, send it to a friend, a teammate, roomie. Share the love, share the realness. New episodes of Real Pod come out every single Wednesday. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so you never miss an episode. To leave a rating or a review of the show, head to iTunes and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Not to mention, you can stay connected with Real Pod throughout the week, seeing behind the scenes info and sneak previews of upcoming guests by following the @RealPod account on Instagram. All information about today's show and guests will be linked in the description of this episode. Thanks again for listening. I love you guys so, so much. Let's go dominate the day. And as always, keep it real.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.